Welcome to All Electric with Daniel Callow from EV Mojo.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Chris.
Now, we're going to talk about EV, electric vehicle driving range today, which is really interesting stuff and very, very topical because I think it is a very big sticking point for lots of people.
It definitely is. It's I would say it's up there as one of the most talked about topics, and one of the areas where we have a lot of questions asked is range, particularly as in recent times there's been radical improvements in driving range.
Okay, well, let's try and address some of these issues, because if there's one guy that can address them, it's you. What's the range of the average EV, would you say, these days? And is range even important if you can charge at home?
That's a very good question. Well, overall, average driving range these days we're seeing, which is really good, is around 350 to 400 kilometres. So if you get all the cars that are available and sort of find that average, it's about that. On the low end, they're around 200, 250, and on the high end, they're hitting, in sort of the 500 kilometre range. Whether or not range is important because you can charge at home, for the, I'd say, 90-95% of users of an electric vehicle, it wouldn't be as important as it is for the select few who want to travel, say, longer distance. The average Australian travels around 250 kilometres a week in their car, which equates to about 36 kilometres a day. So even cars with the lowest driving range of, say, 250 kilometres, that's only a fraction of the charge. So it doesn't make as much difference for someone who commutes daily, comes home, plugs it in, and away they go. It would make more of a difference for people who, say, work with their vehicle or travel longer distance daily, or longer distance, let's say, for a holiday or something like that, where you start having to factor in charge stations.
Yeah, sure. Well, digging just a bit deeper into that, what sort of technologies are responsible for increasing the driver's range on an EV, and probably what sort of habits can change that as well?
Yeah, that's interesting, because this is obviously the area of technology that's vastly improving over the years. The biggest component of this is the actual battery of the vehicle. So we're seeing efficiencies in motor technology and controller technologies, sure, but the battery is the sticking point at the moment. And for instance, you've got companies like LG, Tesla and GM at the moment who are just throwing billions of dollars at their battery technology to improve it. And if we only go back, let's say, to 2010, what is that, 11 years ago? The cost per kilowatt, dollar per kilowatt hour was around $1,100. 10 years down the track, 10, 11 years down the track, we're close to $100 per kilowatt hour of battery storage. So, we've seen reductions in the range of 90% in cost. So as this keeps going forward, and as battery density increases, we're going to see electric cars become cheaper, but also we're going to see their range increase. So we're going to see smaller batteries that will give longer range, and things and cars that deliver, let's say, 1,000 or 2,000 kilometres per charge will start becoming commonplace in the next decade, I'd say.
Okay. Now, well, this is a two-part question, really. And we're all aware that with petrol engine cars, manufacturers' fuel economy figures are quite often very, very hard to reach. Now, are manufacturers' figures in EVs accurate, or are they understated, or in worst-case scenarios, are they overstated? And the second part of that question is, if so, how can someone find out the real range of an EV, which is really the bottom line?
Yeah, I mean, this is really interesting, and this is obviously one of our passions, and one of the things that we really focus on is the real-world driving range. But the manufacturers, they'll state a range that is achievable in, I suppose, relatively ideal conditions. So they're not stating a range that no one can achieve, but they're stating a range that probably the average person won't achieve in average driving conditions. And when we say average driving conditions, we're talking about how the average user uses their car. It's, they They have sometimes five people in the car, sometimes two people. They might have hilly areas that they put their foot down on, and they like to use the power. They might be using it in extreme cold conditions or really hot conditions, which will chew power quicker. And sometimes people might just sit in their car waiting for someone, you know, picking up someone from a sporting event or something like that. They'll sit in the car for 20 minutes. And when you factor in all these conditions, you get what is a real-world driving range. And that is, if you just throw an electric car to an average person and say, drive it around as you normally would, what would you get? And we find those figures to be relatively different by in a margin of anywhere from 10% to 20 or 30% from what the manufacturer states. So the big thing is, like, how do you find out these, what the real world range is? And so what we have done at EVMojo is obviously we've rounded up, you know, consumer feedback and industry feedback, and we organize each vehicle and display its claimed range and also its real world range. So if you just go to evmojo.com/range, it'll bring you to a page that displays all the vehicles that are available in Australia and their real world range. So we rank them from top to bottom, and it's sort of like a competition because we want to see manufacturers, you know, deliver more range at affordable pricing. So we really want to showcase what the real world range is. So basically, an average car will deliver around 300 to 400 kilometres of real range is what we're sort of seeing at the moment.
And that's really not bad. And it is comparable probably with some fuel cars. I know a lot of fuel cars will do better than that these days. But, you know, 400 k's is still a reasonable range. And even on somewhere like the Nullarbor would get you between garages or service stations, providing they've got charging points for cars. So, I mean, you know, infrastructure is the next thing. Well, look, a final question. Which EVs are available in Australia today that have the best real-world range? And, I mean, you've preempted that by saying we can certainly look it up on the website, but we might ask you anyway.
Yeah, sure. Look, it's, you know, Tesla sort of rule the ranks in that top, I'd say, top one-third of all those cars. And that's because they've been around longest, and their battery technology and their efficiency is really good. Their battery technology is really good. So the Model S tends to deliver the longest range of 500 plus kilometers. The X follows there. But if we're looking at, let's say, a more affordable option, under $100,000, you know, the Model 3 long range delivers around 465 Ks of real world range. And that's at about, I think they do that for around 90,000 drive away. But if you're looking at dollar per kilometre of real-world range, at the moment, I think the Kona Electric represents some of the best value at under $70,000. It'll give you around 400 kilometres of real-world range on a single charge, which is absolutely fantastic for its price point. That's something that not even Tesla can offer at the moment. So I think, you know, Hyundai is definitely pushing really hard in that space, and we're going to see a lot more of these affordable cars that can deliver, you know, that 400 kilometre range on a single charge.
Well, I think from what you're saying, what you've told me, and the information I've gleaned from you over the last few months, is that people really should go to EVMojo and have a bit of a look before they even consider buying an electric car and get some of the facts and figures. So how do they do that, Daniel?
Ah, it's easy. Just jump on evmojo.com, or you can just throw into Google EVMojo and click on the link, and take a look. I mean, you know, we show all the cars that are available in Australia, their pricing, performance, and we rank them on their real world driving range. So it's a nice tool to just see what's out there and start making a decision of which EV you're going to jump into.
Absolutely. Look, Daniel, again, thank you for your time. Thank you for your expertise and knowledge. This month has been great again. And, you know, it just fills those holes that people really don't know about electric cars and just sort of think about it and maybe get wrong information, which is a really bad way to go. So, look, thank you again for your time. We'll talk in a month.
Yeah, thanks very much, Chris. I appreciate you having me on.